Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'ulim in the Sefer Tzidkas at Tzadik, or Tzadik HaKohen Milublin, Schus Yidid Navshi, Dnei Yisrael Ben Aviv Elisheva, Lebracha Batzlacha B'chol Maaseh Yadav. And we are presently holding an Os Mem Gimel, Chazal tell us, "Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bava Trunyan Brios." HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't come with complaints against his Brios. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not unfair with his creations. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't test somebody with a test that he's unable to pass. The Rabbeinu writes in Pritzadik, Parashas Parah, no Zion, Hayetzahara shall call Echad Befrat Lahut Bavo Yosem Mikoycho Yerakafimash Yuchal is Gabir Olav. Everybody's Yetzahara was only given to him as much as he is able to overcome it. If he's not able to overcome it, then it wasn't given to him. And even Mashemosif v'yetzara medilei al zeh, ein b'koach adam lamod negdo. Ve'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu bar patrunyo. Hashem lo yazvenu b'yado she'ozer lo. So again, this is Midivrei Rabbeinu, Parashas Vayetze. He writes, when the Yetzirah adds, and a person adds special koach, and a person is unable to withstand the seduction of the Yetzirah, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have complaints. Hashem won't be unfair with us. And the pasuk says in Tehillim 37:33, Hashem will not leave us in His hands. Hashem's going to help us, and that's through tefillah. The person throws his burden, Hashlech Yehavu al Hashem. The pasuk says, Hashlech al Hashem Yehavcha. He gives his burden over to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. And the Rabbanu Shel Olam will help them overcome the Yetzer Hara. So now Rabbeinu is going to explain that sometimes the Yetzirah is going to be so misgaber, it's going to be so strong that a person can't withstand it, and that is not considered that a person failed. In Oslamites, Rabbeinu explains that you can't prove from the fact that Mishamayim, they're helping a person, that this is what they want in Shamayim, this is what Hashem wants. Maybe it's an Isayon. Maybe you're being helped and Hashem doesn't want you to do this. So just because something is, we shouldn't try to figure out what Hashem wants based on how our life is going. Oh, things are going well, it must be this is what Hashem wants. He goes to college, he meets a beautiful, beautiful girl who just happens to be non-Jewish. He says, oh, Hashem sent me to this college and Hashem set me up with this girl, so obviously he wants me to marry her. Now all I have to do is convince her to marry me. No, maybe Hashem didn't want you to go to this school, and maybe Hashem didn't want you to meet this girl, but you did anyway. Meaning, Hashem wanted you to meet her, but Hashem doesn't want you to go ahead with the relationship. Maybe He set it up that you'll meet, but who says He wants you to go forward with the relationship? No. He had us meet. It must be He wants us to go forward. No. Maybe He wants you to stop it now. That's more likely. On the other hand, don't think that just because your Yetzirah overcomes you, and now you're detached from Hashem. In other words, just because things are going your way, don't think that Hashem is with you, that Hashem likes what you're doing. And don't think on the other side that if you're overcome by your Yetzer, that Hashem is, that you're detached from Hashem. So that's what Rabbeinu writes here. Pam yesh adam oimei b'nisayon, yesh adam oimei b'nisayon, kol kach gadol shir shol shol yechte. Sometimes there's a special hashkacha from Hashem, and a person has such a big nisayon because of the eskabris of the Yetzer Hara, and yev shol shol yechte, it's impossible for him not to sin. He can't be misgaber. Kederach she'amar, like Chazal tell us, when Jewish people sinned at the Chayda Egel, Mashal Adam Shayelo Ben, our father has a son, he washes his son, he anoints his son, he gives him to eat, he gives him to drink, gives him a credit card, to put it in our terms, and then he puts him on a Pesach Shel Zonos, and then he puts him next to a house of ill repute. Mayasa Ben Velo Yechta, what is he going to do not to sin? Feels good, he's eating, he's drinking, he's got his cologne on, he smells good. He's got all these zonas there, and he has the credit card. But he's not going to sin. That's a matzav. That's the Chayda Egel. That the Gemara says that in a sense, HaKadosh Baruch Hu set us up. V'zeh u'nechshav onas gamar. And in such a case, a person is considered an onas gamar, the Rachmana Patre. And the Torah patters him. The Torah absolves him. Even though we see the Chayda Egel, we weren't absolved. But you see that there's a matzav in life where a person is just can't help himself. In the Sefer Machsheves Chorutz, Rabbeinu writes in Oschaf, יש בזה גם כן עניין עמוק ומזדמנס לכל הדחיל הסיסר לאיזה אודם ומה שלא ידע לזור והביקורנס ברחמן הפעד שלא מצא השם אצברך ככה אבל גם זה מחשב הסמוק אז מגודל העץ להסברך לטובס שמו לטובס בריוסף so why does Hashem set us up like that? That sometimes a person is going to eat something he's not allowed to eat. So these are deep divine secrets. It's for our benefit. And sometimes the dafka comes by great people. He's saying that it doesn't come. When it comes to Achilas Isser, and great people aren't going to be nichshel. But you do see in Torah that great people were nichshel. See, Yehuda wasn't so gishmak over there. And with David HaMelech, it wasn't so gishmak. And however you understand it, but at the end, David HaMelech did say chatasi. Yehuda also admitted his error. So this is all part of Hashem's bigger plan. And he wanted it to happen. Says Rabbeinu, we got myself to say it to the talk of Vatsim Shir Shalanats Roshai Chonis. So sometimes we have, like it says in the Gemara, that we're all set up. Like the sun, who's all bathed and clean and well fed with the credit card by the Beis Nus. So what is he going to do? He's considered on his Gemara. And also, Vatsim Shir Shalanats Roshai Chonis. Sometimes the Yetzer is so strong, some internal Yetzer, he's got this internal drive, he can't contain himself. We have that today, I understand, with young people, with the sin of Otzah Zera Levatola, that they feel that they're just addicted, they can't stop. So I'm not, Chas V'Shalom, justifying any Avera. And one should never tell himself, yeah, I can't control myself, and then just give in. But in Shemayim, Hashem knows the truth. And maybe the person can't. So we have to do everything we can not to do the Avera. But there are times when Hashem knows that a person couldn't help himself and he's not guilty. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu turned this person's heart to this Maisa, so it's not considered a sin. This is what God wanted. Machshavas, like we said before, from Machshavas Charetz. Machshavas Amukas Mikod Aleitz Yisbarach Shemol Tovitz Bri Yosef. From one of God's deep thoughts. Ve'en Mashikasa Biksubas Nun Aleph Am Beis, Kabitchelasa Bonus Afilu Tzavachas Lebesayf, Shalmol Menicha Yisochayat Omuteris Lepayla. My time a Yetzer Albisha. Wow. It's an incredible Gemara. To prove that it's an Einan's Gamor, we have a Gemara in Ksubas. I love Rav Tzadik has rayas. He just brings incredible rayas. Time and time and time again. Gana Goinim Rav Tzadik. It says in the Gemara in Ksubas, Nafnan Alephom at Beis, that a woman, a married woman, was Rahman al Islam raped. And it was Tchiloso Ba'oines. The beginning it was rape. The beginning was against her will. And Soifu Baratzen. But in the end, there's Ratzen, the Gemara says. Afilut Soivachas. Even if she cries out, Labesoif, leave him alone. Leave him alone, even if the woman in the end says, no, 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 let this guy be. Shilmale Menicha, he's Sochartoi. If he would leave me, I would pay him to come back. In other words, she's enjoying this experience so much. Today people get very offended at such a thing. But let's say you have such a metzias, where a woman is with a man. At the beginning she wasn't interested. It was forced upon her. But as it's happening, she's having hana. And she says, if no, no, don't tell, let him be. Let him be. If he would leave, I would pay him to come back. So nevertheless, she's considered that she's raped. She's still mutter to her husband. Muteris lebaila. My time, the Gemara says, what's the reason? Because Yetzer albisha, she was enclosed by her Yetzer. V'gam ze oines, says Rashi, this is also considered an ones. She b'tchilas be'ila she ba'oines ulbisha boyel. Yetzer. Beginning, the boyel, the man who was engaging in this terrible act, brought the Yetzer upon her. And that's it. She's anusa. Tarti mashma. She's being raped and she's being forced. It's not, meaning it's not her choice. It's against her will. So we see that this strong taiva makes her into an einis gamor. And she's still muteris labaila. Hapal pi, shehu meretzayna. Even on the end, the mice is meretzim, mikom mokoim. Yetzer gadol kazeh, yevshir badam lakufo. Such a big yetzer, Chazal assessed the situation that you can't force it. V'hu oines gamor, and this is considered a complete onetz, and she's permitted to her husband. Vein b'zeh onesh, and there's no punishment. After asa iser, even if she did an iser, we know it's aser because the anashis kohen is naseris, anashis kohen is aser, even if she's raped. So this isn't a good thing. Vein b'zeh onesh after asa iser. Kevin Dayanus, but there's onus here. It was against the person's will. Avadam atzmo ani yochel lohayd al atzmo b'zeh. Ki ulay adayin ha'elo koich lakuf ha'yetzer. Kum ashat yuzem yin zimri shatoa b'zeh. So this is very, very important. So we mentioned before, you're not allowed to tell yourself, oh, I have no choice. You're not allowed to tell yourself that I've lost my free choice. I have to do this aveira. Chas v'shalom. Our job is to do everything we can and not to do the Avera. And if in the end we do the Avera, and God knows that we couldn't control ourselves, so that's Hashem's Cheshbon, we're not going to have to answer. The Gemara says that every single day people have a Hore Avera. Every single day men think about illicit relations. So a person's going to get to Shemayim. And Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to have tremendous tainus on him. That's the way he created him. The tainus are a person who doesn't fight it. That's where the tainus begin. But that it comes into one's mind, it's not really, it's just the male nature. There's really nothing a man can do about it. All he can do is everything he can to try to prevent it, not to arouse himself, not to look at things that are going to make him think about it. And if it does come into his mind, to quickly put something else in his mind to replace it, learn Torah, Barasi Eitzar, Barasi Torah Tavlin. So person has to fight it. But the fact that it comes into one's mind, what did he do? It's not his fault sometimes. Kamo shishamati, like I heard from the Ishbitzer, meaning Zimri shatav b'zeh. That Zimri made this mistake, that he thought that this is his bazug. The famous Ishbitzer, Parashas Meshiloyach, Parashiloch, Parashas Pinchas, Loyalach HaSushalom Adas Lomish Zimri Hainoev HaSushalom, Ki Min Anoev Losek Hashem Baruch Hu Parashat B'Torah. It wasn't Stam Niyuf. It wasn't Stam a case of adultery like you read in every day's newspaper. Achei Soid B'Dor Zeh Ki Ani Hashem Nekudas Biznus. V'chol HaMadregas, and all the Chilukei Madregas, it depends how much Shenito Me'adim Koach B'Chira Asai. How much a person's Koach B'Chira has been taken away. Yerushal Lamad La'aver, and he can't escape Aver. Adam Madrega Asir until the 10th Madrega. Hanu Misha Marachik Atzim Min Ha'yetza Hara, Shomer Atzim Min Ha'avera B'chol Koicho, Ad She'im B'yichot Olishmur Az Atzim Yoyse Mizeh, V'oz K'shen Az Gabri Yitzra Olav Oysa Maisa, Ozu B'vadei Rotzen Hashem Yitzvaruch, Kin Yehuda B'tamar, V'yi Bazugoy Mamish, V'zen Yeragam Kan, Ki Zimri Ha'yi Be'emes Shomer Atzim V'kol Atay B'saros, V'atol Osa B'daitoy, She Bazugoy, Me'ach Hashem B'koch L'salak Atzim Mizeh Ha'maisa, P'nchasam Al-Hevr Shlein Sh'bukoch L'salak Atzim Mizeh. That's Zimri's mistake. Zimri said, listen, I have such an overpowering urge to be with this woman. It must be she's my bazug. Just like by Yehuda and Tamar, she was Taki's bazug. Yehuda was right. But he was wrong, and that's why Pinchas was correct in what Pinchas did. Pinchas was correct. But Zimri's mistake was, he said, listen, if the Yates is so overpowering me, it must be I don't have a choice, and she's my bazug. And no, he did. But there is such a musig that a person just can't get, that's he doesn't have any control. That's the way Hashem wants it to be. And there's an aura there from the grandson of the Ishbitzer, Rav Yerucham Meirat Zin, that the Mekubalim say that Zimri was misgalgel into Rabbi Akiva, and Cosby into Aishas Turnus Rufus, that converted and married Rabbi Akiva. So on some level they were connected. He says that there are 10 levels of znus, and the person reaches the 10th level, he's mamish so careful about it, and if he does it anyway, it must be that it's not his fault. That's the Ishbitzer Tzisod. But again, it's not our cheshbon, it's not our judgment to make. We just have to do everything we can not to sin. But it's better when you look at other people. Better to look at them and say, yeah, he doesn't. Sometimes a person's raised a certain way. Just I think today when people are abused as children, a lot of times they grow up and they have a lot of problems. So who knows how much bechira they have. Sometimes I hear people do things and they ruin their lives. They mamish ruin their lives. So why would somebody ruin his life for a few minutes of dubious pleasure? So the only answer I have is they just, I don't know. I don't know if it's true. I never interviewed any of these people, but maybe they just don't have bechira. I'm not justifying it. And that's the court that makes decisions like that, how guilty they are. But ultimately, Hashem is going to make the final decision, but maybe that's the pshat, and that's a way to be malamit zchus sometimes when people do bad things, to try to understand it in the greater context. And maybe they had no bechira, limited bechira. Osmem Dalid, now that we've explained the tremendous power of the Yetzer Hara. We're going to continue talking about the Yetzer. Mi sheyesh lo tshuka gedol l'tavis hagufa ayisatzev b'zeh lachshav kama pogum v'sheyesh lo tshuka kokach. Somebody who has a great tshuka, he has a great desire for physical pleasures. Don't be sad. Say, oh, I am so pogum. I am so blemished that I have this tshuka. I have this desire. A person sometimes wants things. Lev yodea maras nafsho. And he's not so proud of it. He's not so proud of what he wants. And he says, look at that. Look at how low I am. Look at how disgusting I am. Says Moreno Verabeno, no. Don't be sad. Don't think, oh, I'm so disgusting. I'm so corrupt. I'm so irreputable. If that's a word. That I have such a desire. This is what I want. Ki adirabif punkfaker, just the opposite. Hu kli muchan letoikev ahavas v'tshukas drishas ho emes. He is a prepared vessel for the very powerful love and desire to seek truth. Like Rabbeinu writes later on in Os Reish Mem Ches, Ki yetzer toiv v'yetzer ra echod zelu mazeh b'shnei chalol le'alev k'fi ha'cheshik shebaliba b'yamin le'toiv ken b'smol l'ra. They're both there in their heart. Yamin on the heart, right side of the heart is for the good, the left side is for the bad. And our job is to transform the ra into tov. Use that desire that a person has such a tremendous desire. A person has a tremendous desire, obviously the biggest desire is for arayas, but let's say for news, people like news. Okay, use that desire, you're curious, you want to know, so learn minchas chinuch. There's a lot of very interesting news in there, a lot of new chedushim. Be curious about that instead of being curious about what nonsense was uttered by this or that politician today. So that's like the Gemara tells us about a certain elderly man. And this elderly man was Elijah the prophet, as Tosis suggests. Tosis has a problem with that. But I heard from my Rebbe that's the correct pshat. And the kasha, that's why was Rashbi makbet on that saba? So this is not the place to answer the kasha. But akopanim, the saba is very likely Eliyahu Hanavi. And he tells Abaye, kol agodol mechaveru yitzro gadol aymenu. The bigger you are, when Abaye saw this couple walking, these teenagers taking a stroll, and in the end they parted. And he said, I don't know, if I was alone with the girl in the forest, I wouldn't just say goodbye, see you later. And obviously he felt bad. So he said, no, don't worry about it, the Sabbath said. Kol agodol mechaveru yitzro gadol aymenu. The bigger you are, the bigger you yetzer. Well, ze amru de la sid lavo, not the, it says in Chazal, that in the future, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu shechs the yetzer hara, in front of the tzaddik, in front of the rishayim, tzaddikim nidme lehem yetzer hara kehar, v'rishayim kechut ha-sayra, ve'enoi sheker, that at the end of days, we're going to see the yetzer hara. And for the tzaddikim, it's going to look like a mountain. And for the Rishayim, it's going to look like a hare. Ve'ein o'sheker, and they're both true. Now, they're not false. For Akshneim Emes, they're both true. Ki le'elet shukosim v'ta'avosim atzuma b'yoyser. Because for these tzaddikim, their tshuka and their taiva is very, very strong. So is mamish like a mountain? And that's why it looks to them like a mountain, because it was a mountain, because they have a strong tshuka. They just use their tshuka for the good. They use their desire for the good. Rishayim don't have such a big yetzer hara. They have a yetzer hara, but not like the tzaddikim. And when their yetzer hara is shechted, it's going to look like a hair's breadth. That's not a big deal. Continues Rabbeinu. In Os Mem Hei, Kishechota harbe ad shenista matshuva. When a person sins a lot, and his heart is sealed off from tshuva. Earlier on, Rabbeinu explained that even when a person's in a matziv of despair, he can still be ma'oyer b'shamayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him a new spirit, the ayin liyesh. do that b'koach tefillah. You can also reveal Hashem in the world. If he's mispoinim banochi Hashem elokecha, we'll see the hashgacha of Hashem upon him. And now we're always going to see here an explanation of how through the ayin, koich habitul, he can make himself, create himself anew, based on these 57th parak in Isaiah, which is talking beremez about tikkun acher hayadua. It says in the pasuk, "At tzaddik avad ve'ein yisam alei ve'anshei chesed nesafim ve'ein meivin ki mipnei hara nesaf at tzaddik." The righteous man has perished, but no one takes it to heart, and men of kindness are taken away with no one understanding that because of the evil, the righteous man has been taken away. And then Vayter Pasuk Hey, Ha Nechamim Ba'elim Tachas Kol Eitz Ra'anan Sheichate Hayeladim Banecholim Tachas Ife Aslam. You inflame yourself among the terebinths under every green tree. Slaughter the children in the valleys under the clefts of the racks. And then Vayter in verse 14, V'amar, solu, solu, panu derech, harimu michshol miderech ami. He said, pave, pave, clear the way. Remove the obstacles from the way of my people. Pasuk tesvav, kicho amar ram, benisa shechin ad, v'kodesh shimo, merom, v'kodesh eshkan, v'ez dak, v'shva ruach, v'hachias ruach shval, v'hachias nev dut koim, I saw his ways and I will heal him. I will lead him and requite with consolations him and his mourners. I created the speech of the lips, peace, peace to the far and to the near, says Hashem, and I will heal him. But the wicked are like the turbulent sea, for it cannot rest, and its waters cast up mud and dirt. There is no peace, says my God, for the wicked. Okay, so now we get into Divrei Rabbeinu, like we started already. Kishachata harbe achinistam. Hatshuva, when a person sins so much, so his heart is sealed off from doing tshuva. Kikvar sugru dalse libo, because of, he did sin so much, the doors of his heart have been closed from being misoirer, from becoming aroused to have charata, to have regret, and to have ishtokukus, to come close to Hashem. Al ze amar, and on this, Yeshaya Navi said, Boire niv svosayim. Niv is a lashon of dibur. It's the fruit, tnuva. It's like the fruit of the lips. Boire niv svosayim. So a Navi is called a Navi because he speaks. Boire niv svosayim shalom shalom v'rachol v'kar v'Hashem v'rufasiv. Boire niv svosayim shalom shalom shakadosh baruch hu. Boire yesh mi ayin adibur shel shalom shalom shu kabbalas hatshuva. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates for him a mitznu mitzias, yesh me'ayin, something from nothing. Like it says in Chazal, from this pasuk, Gadol HaShalom Shenitan La'osei Tshuva. That Shalom is great, it is done to those who do Tshuva. And it says in the Sefer Likutei Ma'amar and Ma'amar Shimshon, pages Kuf Gimel to Kuf Dalet, Ki lo matza HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is from the parish Ni'imas HaTzedek, Ki lo matza HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kli Machzik Bracha El HaShalom. Hashem only found a Kli Machzik Bracha, a Kli that holds blessing like peace, the HaKelim HaRishonim, the first Kelim, when before the famous Shviras Kelim at Bria Sa'olam, when the original vessels were broken, they couldn't hold the light. They couldn't hold the light of the blessing of Hashem because they didn't have shalom. You have this midas of light that surrounds him. It runs after peace. That even if somebody doesn't have peace, will have peace. And therefore it's even make if it even surrounds the kelim hanishbarim. And that's B.S. Eliyahu makes shalom in the world. And that was even if there's no shalom, Kadosh Baruch Hu will create shalom. So this mid of or is going to pursue even somebody who doesn't have this mid of shalom, give them the mid of shalom, even the kelim hanishbarim. And that's Eliyahu HaNavi is coming to make shalom in the world, like it says in the Mishnah. Shu psichas or amekif la'ain la'in kol. Sheiroyech nefashos b'nei Yisrael. Afilu oisim shem besoit shviras kelim or Hashem Yisbaruch mekif. And those souls, even those that are b'chinas besoit shviras kelim, those who are the broken vessels, the light of God still surrounds them. So you can see their barichus. So you see this inyan of shalom opens up the heart to tshuva. This inyan of shalom heals a person. So again, Rabbeinu says, k'sharat ha'har be'achinisim ha'tshuva. When a person sins a lot, and he's sealed off from tshuva, ki kvar asu gedase libo, the doors of his heart have been closed. Al zeh, yisa, bari nifs v'saim shalom shalom. And then it says God's going to create the speech of the lips. And it's going to say, peace, peace, to the far and to the near. Shakadosh Baruch Hu bore yesh man, Hakadosh Baruch Hu created something from nothing. Adibur shel shalom shalom. The speech of shalom shalom she kabbalas hatshuva, which is accepting the tshuva. Hefech harisham hefech harim rishayim ain shalom. By rishayim it says ain shalom, like we see in the last pasuk in that parak. Ain shalom amar like al rishayim. The rishayim don't have peace, but the others will be zochet to peace. So the shalom shalom is the expression of kabbalas tshuva that Hashem accepted in shamayim. Our tshuva, like again, we said before, Galam Hashalom Shanisim Lotsay Tshuva. Shalom is given to those who do tshuva. Behevich HaNe'emar, and that's the opposite of the Rishayim, Ein Shalom Elam Ralek Ha'el Rishayim, that because they're so evil, they are not accepted in tshuva, Rechman HaLitzlan. So we're talking about the type of sin that it would appear that tshuva is not going to help. Because Tchila Soysa Parshel, the Navi says, HaNechamim Ba'elim, Tachas kol eitz ra'anan, which Rashi says, those who are mischamim, those who warm themselves up, b'shichvas zera, with sperm, under these various trees. Shochatei hayeladim banechalim, those who slaughter children as a carbon for Avodah Zarah, Rashi there explains. Shedarshu Chazal Darshan, al tikri sheichate ela seichate ala moitzi zera levatala. So don't read those who slaughter the children, but rather those who squeeze out, those who are moitzi zera levatala, Mida 13a. So such a person is like he's being oyved avodah zara. So not just shoychatei hayeladim lekarbon avodah zara, also being motzi zera levatala is like oyved avodah zara, and he's also like a shoyfech domim. That's why it's called shoychatei hayeladim, slaughtering the children. So being motzi zera levatala is a type of slaughter. Shal ze amar, that's what Rashbi says b'zohar, ein moel lo tshuva, that tshuva is not going to help. Dein mo'olo tshuva. V'tachas osa parsha. V'tchilas osa parsha. And at the beginning of that parsha, the Navi starts by saying, at tzadik ovad. The tzadik has been lost. V'eini sama lev. There's also merames to the Pagam Os Bris Kodesh in this chait. The Yadua. It's known to those who learn Kabbalah that it's written in the Zohar HaKadosh, Chelek Aleph, Nites Amud Beis, V'od. The Shomer Bris, anybody who's a Shomer Bris, Nikra Tzadik, he's called a Tzadik. Ayin Sham, Kol HaParsha. So the whole parsha can be explained. This parsha, Perakim Zayin, in Yeshaya, is talking about this sin of Otsa Zer Levatola. Visham, Kari Yeshaya, the Yetzar Michshol. Yeshaya Navi calls the Yetzar Michshol, as it says in the Pasuk. Harimu Michshol Miderech Ami. Kamashadar Shuzal. It's one of the seven names of the Yetzar Hara, is a Michshol. Shehu min atzad hazeh shu machshi lifnei iver b'davar gamkein. That it's called a michshol, it's called a stumbling block, because it causes the pagam bris at night. And it's a stumbling block when he's blind. Lifnei iver lo sitein michshol, it's a stumbling block because he's blind. Why is he blind? Because he's sleeping. He's not even aware of what's happening. He's emotionally blind right now. He doesn't know what's going on. And that's why it's called a michshal. He sins with this sin. Ramar solu solu avnei kodesh hamishtapchos brosh chutzos. And the pasuk says, pave the way, pave the way. Remove the michshal miderech ami. As Rashi there says, ko amar navi b'shmi la'ami. The navi says in my name to my nation, kivshu mesila sula, pave the straight path. Panu yetzer hara, a paved path. Panu Yetzer Rami Darchechem, remove the Yetzer from your way. Salku, Salku Avonim, remove the Avonim. Shetem Nechshalim Raglechem Behem, that you are stumbling in Hemer Hure Resha, these thoughts of evil. And these Avonim, Arkeinian Avne Kodesh HaMishtapchus Barosh Kol Chutzos. These are these holy stones that are spilled in public places, at the head of all public places. Like it says in the verse in Eicha, Tishtap Pechna Avnei Kodesh Brosh Kol Chutzos. Rashi there says Avnei Kodesh Banim Hamirim Kavanim Toves. Children that are shine like beautiful stones, like diamonds. It says in the Sefer Tiferes Shleima from the Radomsker in the Kutim on Parashas Balak. V'nirmaz b'zeh pagama bris. In other words, these holy children are spilled because they come to this sin of evil thoughts, and then they spill their seed. So that's what's being spilled. So you have these beautiful souls that are being oppressed by the Pagama Bris. And the Navi says that we have to be mefana the derech, we have to pave the way from these stones, and as we have to take these stones and be machzir them b'kedusha. We have to fix these stones. So it seems that these stones are both the mechsholim, that they're stumbling. They're stumbling, like Rashi says, Salku avanim, remove the stones. Shatem mechsholim raglechem behem, that you're stumbling with, your legs are tripping over. And hey, mehuhure resha, these evil thoughts. But we also have in the brackets, avnei kodesh hamishtapchos brosh kol chutzos, these stones that are spilled. And those are talking about the souls. So the souls are also the stones. So we have to bring these stones back to kedusha. We have to remove the stumbling block and bring these holy neshamas back. The Eitzah, what's the Eitzah for Tikkun Pagama Bris? That it says there, Ki koy amar, Rom v'nisa, Shoychein ad v'kadoy shemoy, Maroim v'kadoy sheeshkoim. In the Lashon of Kadosh Shemo, Nimtza tamid b'makom geder erva, Moshe Amru Zalm, B'nei manismach ha-parshas ha-rayas l'parshas kadoshim, El l'lamedcha, Shakom mokoim shata moitze boy geder erva ata moitze kedusha. So it says there, so said the Exalted One. who dwells to eternity, and his name is holy. With the lofty and holy ones I dwell, and with the crushed and humble in spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the crushed. And that's what Chazal say, Kadoshu, that when there's a gather erva, there's kedusha. When there's a fence around the erva, there's holiness. And that's why Parshas Arayis and Parshas Kedoshim is next to Parshas Kedoshim, to teach you that if you have kedusha, if you have gather erva, then you have kedusha. So we're talking about the Tikkun Pagama Bris. So we talk here about kedusha. We're talking about fixing the bris. And the pasuk continues. So again, that's called Amar Rami Nisar Sherechein Ad V'Kadosh Shemoy Marim V'Kadosh Eshkon. So we're talking here about kedusha, which is about fixing the sins of sexuality. When the pasuk continues, V'Asdaka U'Shval Ruach Marim V'Kadosh Ani Sherechein U'Misham Ani Daka U'Shval Ruach Shani Marchin Shchinasi Olav Rashi says. God is very high up, but he comes down to us. Even though he's so high up, Be'ezdaka, he comes down to us. He brings his Shechina down. L'hachio is ruach shefolim, l'hachio is lev nitkoim. To revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the crushed. Miramez lanu shekedei lifo, she'ashem yeboirei niv sfosayim shalom yesh me'ayin, u'lohashiv esanach shalom b'cheit b'gam abritz b'tshuva. This is being merames to us, that in order to be poel, that Hashem will create borei nivs fasayim shalom. In other words, he'll create a new expression of peace. Yesh me'ayin, that we didn't have peace. Peace again is tshuva, that we have shlemus. Even the broken kelim have shlemus. When does Hashem make this peace? When a person is low. Vezdaka. If we make ourselves low, then Hashem will bring come down to us. He'll elevate us. We have to make ourselves anavim. We have to make ourselves humble. Ki yesh me'ayin, because in order to make this new bria, this new creation of yesh me'ayin, of something from nothing, yadu le yodim, it's known to those who know Sisrei Torah, she yesh makom. This is in the Kisvei Ari, is brought in the Perish Nimas Tzedek, and the Kuti Hashas and Brachas, Beretz Chaim, Shar Kriya Shema Alamita. Perikid Aleph, that's Tikkun Pagama Grisu, Tikkun Pagama Grisu, Tikkun Bechochma, Shinikre Yesh Me'ayin Shabom and Akesa. Now there's a Yivna Divra Abenu Kachem Yachas a Tikkun Bris Yesh Me'ayin. So in order to fix Pagama Bris, we have to fix Chochma, which is called Yesh Me'ayin. Ha Chochma Me'ayin Timotze, the post success. Chochma comes from Ayin, from that place beyond what is, from the place of what isn't, from beyond the physical world. And that comes from Keser, from the crown, from the highest place. So we're talking about we have to come Yesh Me'ayin. Where's the Yesh Me'ayin going to come from? The highest place, from Keser. Yesh Me'ayin Yadu LeYodim Sheish Makoim. There's this place Shenikra Ayin. It's so hidden. It's nothing. It's not there. Ayin. That's the Ani. The source of the Ani is Osios Ayin, the hidden place. And that is, as we know from the Rabbeinu, he writes in the Kiddush Shabbos Zayin. Hainu keser elyon v'atika kadisha hu seichel ha'ne'ala mikol rayon. So that's in Kabbalah called the highest crown, atika kadisha, the holy ancient one, and that's the hidden seichel from any thought. See also Pritzadik Yisrael Skimel in the name of the Zohar Kaddish. And we see this more in the Sefer Takanas HaShavim Os Yud Beis. Komas Harosh, the stature of the head, Chochma Shebemoch, the wisdom in the brain, the Keser Shal Gabe Harosh, and the crown above the head. Hu Oimek Reishis to Machshava, that's the depth of the beginning of the Machshava, Ne'alam, that's hidden, the other Matzim from the person himself, Makom Leidus HaMachshava, where the Machshava is born. And that's why it's called Yesh Me'ayin, Vachoch Me'ayin Timatzei, Job 28:12. So it starts in the Chachma Shebemoach, but beyond that, even higher than that, that's rooted in the Keser, which is on the head. Okay, so this is all deep Kabbalah things that I wish I could say I understood even a little bit, but I don't. Gevaldik. Shenik Raing Shemasig Or Nelam Kazeh Misham Masig Briya Chadosha. When he gets to this place of Ayin, he becomes a new creation. Yesh Me'ayin, something for nothing. Veich Masig Zeh Yadu Maimer Abesht. Al pasuk Hashem tzilcha v'kasher u'shafel ruach God is your shadow, as the Baal Shem Tov teaches us. But you do what Hashem does. When you're low, and you make yourself ayin, then you're zoche, then Hashem will come down with you. And you're zoche l'marom. What's marom? That's the most exalted place. That's Rosh Hashanah, that's Keser Elyon. That's Meruma, that's the highest crown. That's Meruma Mimikol. That's above everything else. That's called Ayin. Shehu Ilas Hakol. That's the source of everything. Everything comes down from this Bechina. And that's Sharish Kol Netzel Menot. When you make yourself Ayin, you make yourself nothing. You make yourself Dako, Shvarach, you make yourself so low. So once you're on that level of Ayin, everything comes from Ayin. So Mida Keneged Mida, you're going to have the Hashba from that, the source of everything. Shoresh Kolan Atzalam, the root of everything that was emanated. This Inyan of Natzalam, Rabbeinu explains in the Sefer Dover Tzedek, in Parashas Achremos Oz Dalet, Shoresh Koyach HaSagu Koymas HaAdam, V'zeu Koymas HaAdam Da'atzilus, U'misham Nishtal Shlo Nishmas HaAdam, Shubit Salmenu Kidmusenu, Shubit Salam HaAdam Da'atzilus, Shusoyda Nishama L'Nishama Sheba HaAdam. That's this place of the shayresh of koyach hasaga, of the power of perception in the stature of man, and the koymas adam is koymas adam that silus, and the silus, the highest world of the four worlds, Eitzel, next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and from there came down the neshama of a person, which is in Tzelem Elokim. That's Tzelem Adam Da'atzilus. There's this divine concept called Adam Da'atzilus. And from there comes that's the secret of neshama Sheba Adam. Our neshama is like that, Adam Sheba Atzilus. And that's the Shoresh Ne'alam, even from the person himself. Even the person himself can't chap it because it's so high up. But again, by making yourself low, you're able to connect to that. Shambu is Yachaduso Agomer Ba'Shem Yisrael. That's where you are united with God. That's the complete unification. With complete unification and the secret of oneness. And that's when you're on the level of Adam Da'atzilus. You're called that you emanate from Hashem and not that you were created. Because you're kulo dovek b'Hashem. You're completely clinging to Hashem. That's what Rabbeinu says over here. Hashem tzilcha, because you shuffle ruach, when you solo at shulayin mamash zochel kachamam, then you're zoche to this ayin, to this ora ne'elam, to this hidden light, and then you become a bria chadasha. Amruim mikol shu ilas hakol, the highest of everything, that's the source of everything, b'sharach kol and itzalam, the root of all those who are emanated. Shem kulam yesh me'ayin, they're all something from nothing, kanoida, as is well known. So you're zoche to marum, and you're zoche to kadosh, Vizeki la'ol la'olam chas v'shalom. Raki ruach. And that's what it means. When it says in the pasuk, ki la'olam ariv, la'olam ariv, I'm not going to quarrel with you forever, and I'm not going to be angry with you forever, la'olam netzach ekseiv. Remember, meaning as it says there in the mitzvah, ha'mitzudot, ha'lachoydei, I'm not going to be mad at the sinner forever to punish him, chas v'shalom. Rak ki ruach melefane yatu v'neshama seni asisi. A spirit wraps me, and I made the souls. Ki ruach adem melefane ba lo v'atva yisai. V'neshama skulam lo ani asisi. Because the spirit of man came before me. And wrapped it, and all of the neshamas I made. And Chazal Darshan, from the end of this pasuk, that Ein Ben David Ba'at Shichlu Kol Neshamas Shebaguf. What does that mean? Rashi explains in Nida that Guf is the name of a special place of the neshamas that are going to be born. So all these neshamas have to come out before Ben David comes. From this Guf, from this Kli that holds all the neshamas. Shenema Ki Ruach Melefana Yatov. these spirits that are before me, as Rashi there explains, Haruchay Shalofane Shegazarat Lios Noladim Kodim, that I decreed that they should be born earlier, Yatoif Ma'akevis HaGeula, are wrapping, are holding up the Geula. The Kwaba Geula, excuse me, the Pasuk talking about the Geula. And so it means, Ki Ruach Melefanei, all these spirits are holding up the Geula, Melefanei Atev, they're holding up the Geula, because they have to be born in order for Mashiach to come. Roimez Bezeh, that the remez is that Oz, Kishiyichu Anisham Shebaguf, Yetukon Zeh, is going to be this great tikkun, the birth of these neshamas. The pagam is going to be fixed when these neshamas are born in the Olam HaTikun. Shiichu aneshamas, all the neshamas are going to be born. Rome is az yitukon zeh. And then there's going to be a tikkun to this pagam bris when all these neshamas come out. V'zeh nichum in lo v'la'aveilav. And that's what we see in Pasuk Yudches. Drachov ra'isi ve'erpa'ehu ve'ancheyu ve'ashalim nichumim eloi ve'la'aveilav. I saw his ways, and I will heal him, and I will lead him, and requite with consolations him and his mourners. What does that mean? Drachav ra'isi, it says there in the Mitzudis, v'kasher ra'isi drachav haru'iyin loy, when I saw his ways that are fitting for him, because he has done tshuva, and he regrets the evil. Ma'ashalim nichumim, Mitzudis, etein lo tova harbe, I'm going to pay consolations, I'm going to give him a lot of good, for all the evil that he suffered from, all the pogroms, the Holocaust. All the suffering of the Jewish people. I'm going to pay nechumim, I'm going to console him with good. Lo v'la'aveilav. For him and all of those who are misabel. A person suffers and the people around him also suffer. When he's suffering, people is... His loved ones. So I'm going to repay him. So the Navi is Meramez Alavelim El Hashem Inu Nafshin Artilayim. These souls that weren't enclosed in a body, because of the Zera Levatala, because of the wasted seed, and they're just floating around the world without Menucha. That's what happens when a person wastes seed. These He brings these neshamas, these naked souls, and they have nowhere to go. He just wasted all of this. These souls are coming. It's not just the physical sperm. It's there's souls that are coming out, but they're being tortured. So these avelim, these mourners, are a remez to these souls that were created when the person was Moitzi Zera Levatala. Hashem Yisbarach Boirei, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to create the Nivs Vasayim of Shalom Shalom, that's the Tikkun, of Yesh Me'ayin, of something from nothing. And in other words, these souls are going to finally find rest. That's the Boirei Nivs Vasayim Shalom Shalom, that's the creation of Yesh Me'ayim, of Tshuva. Amar Hashem Rafasiv, I'm going to heal them. Hashem is a Shumait Zarak Shem is Baruch Racham of Chasadim Rafasiv Shkar Nirpa. There's no way to fix it. Only God in His great mercy is able to fix it. And that's what it means. Rafasiv Shkar Nirpa. He's already healed, as if he never sinned in the first place. So this is a very deep Kabbalistic shtickle. But the basic lesson is that we have this sin of Hotzah Zera Levatala that we all have, even in Chas V'Shalom. And Chas V'Shalom, even in Halavai, that a person himself wasn't over the Averah. But other people were. And Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Bazeh. So your Averahs are my Averahs, and my Averahs are your Averahs. We're all responsible for each other. And we all suffer from each other's Averahs. We bring down Ra to the world, we do Averahs. We bring Tov, we do Mitzvahs. So what are we going to do with these averas? The answer is Hashem, and his Rav Racham of Chassadim is going to heal it. So even though you think the doors of tshuva are closed, no, Bori needs the same shalom, shalom, that's the secret. The shalom is yesh mi'ayin, is dibur of shalom, shalom, which is kabbalah satshuva. And the Rishayim don't have shalom. There are Rishayim that there's no hope for them, but for all of us, for all of Kaiso, there's hope. Chazal Darshan and Nechemim Be'elim, that these people are mischamim b'shich v'zera under these trees, and they slaughter the children, they squeeze out the children, just talking about Otzah Zera Levatala. And it says in the Zohar, there's no tshuva. And the Pasuk says at the beginning there, Tzadik Avad, Ve'ini Sam Alev. The Tzadik was lost. In other words, the person who was Shomer Bris was lost. He did the Avera. He was Shomer Bris, but not anymore. He sinned. And he calls the Yetzer Hara, Michshol, Arimu Michshol Miderech Ami. It's machshil a person when he's an Iver, lifnei lasit and milsoi when he's sleeping. So, remove it from the way, remove it from the path. He can clean up this sin. And the Eitzah is to lower yourself, to go to that place of Ayin, to become nothing. And then you're able to tap into that place of Chachma, of Keser, and bring down Yesh Me'ayin from the world of Atzilus, this consolation, this Tov, this Tshuva. And even those souls, that those lost souls that were created by the Tzara Tzela V'Tara are going to be healed as if the person had never sinned. Okay, so we should be Zelchem Yitz Hashem to make the tikkun for ourselves as individuals and for the entire world. All right, so Yitz Hashem, we will can just, and I feel so geschmack, these Torahs, you can learn them forever. But the fastim, Ruba Lota fastim, so hopefully we'll be Zeichet to continue this beautiful series. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.